Hey.
Hi.
Welcome to the Poser Podcast.
It's us again.
Yes. I'm Ian Campbell.
I'm Benjamin Beam.
That's Ben over there.
Me. Over here.
Anyways. Dang it. I forgot to start the timer again.
I gave you one job to do, Ian.
I screwed it up already. I'm just going to go ahead and apologize to everyone who's listening to this because it's late and we're tired.
Yeah.
So we're a little goofy.
We've been laughing about absolutely nothing for like 10 minutes.
I put a whole microphone. Never mind. Yeah.
So.
What's up, man?
Nothing.
How you doing?
Good. I'm a little tired.
I am too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's my half day, hopefully, so.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Go home and fill out job apps.
Nice.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm well. I'm good. I'm tired. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
All the time. Just all the time. Had a busy day today at work,
yeah.
So I'm exhausted, but I'm good.
Mondays are dumb.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We're recording, video recording again.
Yeah.
Giving it a second go.
We are.
We've discovered how to make the audio a heck of a lot better.
Yeah. What so, we think.
Yeah,
we hope.
We hope.
We'll see. So, yeah. So, like we talked about last time, we want to explore topics that are encouraging, uplifting, and that ultimately build you up in your walk with Christ.
Yeah. In addition, and every once in a while we'll throw comic books in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this week we are talking about,
this is making a face.
Wish you guys, oh wait, you can't see the look you just gave me. Oh, we have proof now.
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
This is probably not good.
No, it's probably not.
Yeah.
We might lose our listenership entirely. That's what those guys look like?
Ooh.
Man. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about, accountability.
Yes.
And relationships.
Yes, and specifically accountability
In relationships.
Relationships.
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant.
And stuff like that.
Because relationships is an entirely different topic. Dude, you're married.
That's why I went, ooh. I'm just kidding. I love my wife. I love her. Very, very, very much. And we have a great relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, I love her. This is what my room looks like.
I was about to say, always kiss me goodnight.
Yeah.
Always kiss me good morning.
Yeah, I didn't put that pillow there. So, yeah. Yeah. Where do we want to begin? This topic was kind of brought on or kind of brought to my attention, I guess, because of a discussion I had with my roots group, which are the junior, about to be senior guys at Hope Church. It's our small group on Sunday nights. It's funny, we're actually doing a sermon series. Well, sermon, I say sermon, but it's just like a talk series on cancer and the effects of it, and cancer and sin, like,
drawing parallels.
Yeah. Like what cancer is and how it affects the body and where it came from and all this other stuff and the parallels between it and sin and why there's disease. And anyway, it's cool. It's a cool series. Yeah. And somehow last night at our small group, we ended up talking about relationships. I'm with a bunch of junior guys, so obviously we're probably going to end up at relationships or something like that.
Yeah.
Girls. And we got to talking about, and they had a lot of really cool thoughts and a lot of really good ideas and some wise counsel for some of the other dudes in the group. I was impressed with my guys. But we got to talking about relationships and accountability and boundaries and where, what's too far, how far is too far and stuff like that. And it kind of inspired me to do the next podcast on that, because I feel like it's cool. Something that needs to be said, needs to be heard. So
yeah, I think it's important that we make the disclaimer now that we are both guys.
Yeah.
So
I think they know that.
that will drive the conversation from our perspective.
Yeah.
But we will try as much as we can to be generic, because so much of relational boundaries applies to both guys and girls. It's not just one or the other.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously, there's two parts of the relationship. Yeah,
I just felt like we needed to say that because we're both guys, and so our tendency will be like, you know, this, and this, and the girl listeners that we do have,
yes,
will just kind of be like, "What about me?"
Yep.
So,
I wish my wife would have agreed to sit in with this, but
yeah,
she is exhausted.
Yeah,
so I don't blame her.
Yeah.
So, but I guess we'll start with where the conversation started yesterday in my small group. Was one of my guys kind of spoke up and said, you know, when he's heard a lot of people say that like holding hands leads to kissing, kissing leads to this, and this leads to that, and the next thing you know, you have a kid.
Holding hands leads to babies.
Yeah, that's what I was always told. That's what he said. And well, we know Ben's standpoint on that.
Well,
no,
we'll get
just
there.
Kidding. No, but he, and he said, he was like, so he's like, does that mean, you know, if I hold a girl's hand and then I'm sinning, or if I make out with a girl that I'm sinning, that's wrong. And which, sitting far too close to that. Anyway, which kind of, I mean, like, I've heard that before. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of at that age and in that kind of mindset when you're growing up and you're kind of figuring that kind of stuff out. It's a tough question to answer.
Yeah,
but my answer for him, and you can tell me what, if you think it differently or something, but I'm pretty sure we'll be on the same page. My answer to him was, if you go to hold her hand and your heart is doing it for different reasons than what you're expressing to her,
yeah,
then yeah, you're not doing it with good intentions. You're doing it to lead to somewhere else.
Yeah.
So obviously that would be a sin. But if you're with the person that you are in love with, and you really just, I mean, it's a sign of affection. You really just,
yeah,
you want to be close to that
you
person.
You just want to hold her hand.
You just want to hold her hand, you know?
Yeah.
That's fine. If you have her best intentions, if you have the best intentions at heart, then I don't think that's a problem. I mean, if you have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think we're going to try to tread very carefully, because this could be a can of worms.
Yeah,
you know, if we're not careful. So, just disclaimer right on the front end. Well, let's go ahead and talk about it, because it's more than just a disclaimer. It all boils down to answer the question of the student, is the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Like, if you know that you're a child of God, you are a believer, you have been redeemed by Christ, then you have the Holy Spirit to guide you and to convict you when you're doing something wrong or when you've already done something wrong.
Yeah.
And that's one of the many privileges of having the Holy Spirit, of being a child of God. And so with that, we all have different convictions. There are some things that are wrong for everybody across the board.
Yeah.
That the Bible makes very plain.
Premarital sex.
Yeah, premarital sex, things like that.
Yeah.
And which that's a completely different topic. We might get to it at a different time. But those things are wrong, not just because it's a list of do's and don'ts or right and wrong.
Yeah.
But because there are reasons. Like, God actually cares for us, and those things, while they may not always seem like it, are harmful.
Yeah. There's a specific purpose for that act.
Yeah. Things that we put on do and don't lists, like especially like this is wrong, don't do it.
Yeah.
I think the perception, especially when you're young in the faith and when you're just, you're young, is like, well, that's just a list of, like, that's against everything fun.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. It's actually there to protect you. And that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Another topic for another time. But basically what I was getting at is that there are some things that are just flat out wrong, and there are some things that are only wrong for you. Maybe the path that God's put you on, the desires that he has for you in the future, they might be wrong for you and not be wrong for somebody else. Or there's some things that aren't wrong for you and are wrong for somebody else.
Yeah.
The scripture talks about that. I think in Romans, Paul talks about, like at that time, eating meat that was offered to idols, because that was something that happened back then. People would offer, you know, all kinds of different meat to these idols. And a lot of the early Christians had a problem with eating the meat after it had already been, like, if they knew that it had been offered to an idol and then they ate it, like, that was a huge sin to them, because they felt like they were participating in an act of worship to an idol.
Yeah.
And there were some people, some Christians, that didn't have a problem with it because they knew, hey, look, I'm not worshiping that idol. Yeah. This is just meat. That idol's not even a real God.
Yeah.
This is meat that God made, and I can give thanks and bless it, you know, in God's name and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But Paul said, if you have a problem with it, don't do it.
Don't do it, yeah.
Like he said, you know, if you do something you know you're not supposed to do, for you it is a sin.
Yeah.
So that's the angle that I come from with boundaries, as far as there are some things that are flat out wrong for everybody across the board. Boom.
Yeah.
Like premarital sex. Well, there's all kinds of stuff we could get into.
Being that this is a mixed audience, we probably won't do that.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah.
If I were at your guys' group, we would get into detail.
We would get into details, which we did, but.
Yeah, but we're not going to do that on the air, but. So there are things that are flat out wrong for everybody, but there are some things like holding hands, or, you know, or maybe even making out, that might be wrong for some people and not wrong for others.
Yeah.
For some of you, that might be connected so completely with sex that you can't do it without, you know, you might not even be able to hold a girl's hand, or if you're a girl, hold a guy's hand without your mind going to sex or pushing the boundaries. That's the case for some people.
Yeah, like I have a friend who is, I'm really close to him. I'm not going to say their name.
Yeah.
But it's a dude. He's like early 20s, and he's never kissed a girl before.
Yeah.
Ever. Just not because he couldn't, or that he didn't have an opportunity to, especially now that he's you know, he's in a relationship now and still holds to that.
Yeah.
And I've talked about this to another person who's going to remain nameless, and they just are just like, I don't know how he can do that. I could not do that. And like, almost in a critical sense, like, why would he do that? You know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, because I kissed Gretchen before our wedding day.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a problem for me.
Yeah.
because it wasn't, it was simply a sign of affection for me. It was, it yeah. was an act of me showing her how much and I truly loved her.
It helps your relationship to grow if that's the case for you. Like,
yeah. It steers it in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like it's a temptation to sin if you were not to.
Yeah.
Like, because you have all this pent-up affection mm-hmm. that's just bursting at the seams to get out in wrong ways if you're not letting it out in the ways that are right for you.
Yeah.
As long as you're not crossing those boundaries that are boundaries for everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, with this guy, like, I don't know if he'll, as far as I know right now, he won't kiss the girl he's dating until they're married.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? He might get into this relationship and get further into it, further than he's been with emotionally and spiritually and like, in relationships since, further yeah. than he's been with any, deeper than he's been with any other girl. And might find that expression of affection, especially now that he's an adult,
yeah,
and kind of has got a better head on his shoulders about yeah. it, he might find that it's he's got a different perspective now. Like maybe
yeah.
like he can, that's something he can do
yeah.
without causing an incredible struggle and you know, steer their relationship in the wrong place. It's
yeah.
all about like baby steps, kind of like,
yeah,
if you do that and it causes your mind, as the leader of the relationship, guys, and it causes our minds to kind of drift to the opposite direction of where it should be going, towards more physical mistakes and trouble down in the long run,
yeah,
you know, then it's a bad idea. You might yeah. not see immediate, like,
but eventually,
yeah, but eventually you'll find yourself in a place you don't want to be,
yeah,
or you'll find yourself where you should be. It's all a matter of whether or not
yeah.
it furthers your relationship on the path to how it's supposed to be, like
yeah.
getting closer to that person and being intimate with them,
yeah,
where you should be intimate with them without being married to them,
yeah,
or taking the intimacy to a different place, to
yeah.
skipping the relationship and going straight to the marriage.
Yeah. And how you gauge that, how you determine that is like I was saying before, the Holy Spirit. Like,
yeah.
like you said, like when you feel in your heart, you sense in your spirit as a Christian, this isn't a good
yeah.
idea. Then you know it's wrong, and that's how
yeah.
you know. And so that's what you have to pay attention to more than anything. You do what you feel like God's telling you to do, period.
Yeah.
And those are your boundaries. And they may not be
yeah.
somebody else's boundaries, but they're yours. And
yeah.
they may not always be yours. It might just be yours right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, said person, because I think I know who you're talking about.
I know you do. Yeah.
Like, at one point, it was, he didn't feel like he could hold hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that was kind of wrong a little bit. Like, that was,
yeah.
that made his mind go places that
he
didn't want it to go.
Yeah.
But as he began to mature in the relationship, and that
mm-hmm.
relationship began to flourish and began to blossom a little bit, could go a little bit deeper,
yeah,
it became okay. And he matured, and God was able to allow him to do that without his mind going places that it shouldn't. And,
yeah.
And so now that's just an affection between them that is really good, you know?
Yeah.
And so... it's not always, you know, it's not cut and dry. Again, the ones that are for everybody cut
yeah.
and dry. But the ones that are just, you know, depend on the person, it doesn't even depend on you forever.
Yeah.
Like, it changes over time.
Yeah. And I feel like this is a good place to start talking about accountability. Like,
yeah.
because when you come to the place where you find that you start getting checks in your spirit about, like, hey, this is wrong, like you were talking about, that's when you start to set your boundaries. And you're, like you're saying, your boundaries aren't like rules and regulations and like do's and don'ts, like of well, don't do that just because it's I say so. Like you don't go past here because you just don't. You know, that's not what those boundaries are for. Those boundaries are, like you said, when you get to the to keep yourself from getting to the point where you have to make that decision. Like, oh well, is this right or wrong? Because 9 times out of 10, if you're having to make that decision, you've probably gone too far.
Yeah.
So
most of the time, not always.
Not always.
But most of the time.
Most of the time, and it's not always like when you set those boundaries, asking yourself, well, how far is too far? I feel like you know, that's not, you're probably not, if you're simply trying to set boundaries, then yeah, I mean, you're fine. But like if you find yourself in a situation where you have to make that decision,
yeah,
you haven't set boundaries,
yeah,
because that's how you find yourself in that situation,
yeah,
then you've messed up and you gotta,
yeah,
really enforce those boundaries.
If you're asking those questions when you're like, you're at the table with a piece of paper writing down your boundaries or whatever,
yeah,
like when you're by yourself with you and God and you're setting those boundaries,
yeah,
or maybe you're with your girlfriend or your boyfriend,
yeah,
and you're talking about these boundaries and like you're setting them up.
Yeah.
Granted, if you're with that person, you should limit what you talk about,
yeah,
and do the rest when you're by yourself with,
yeah,
God. But like questioning how far is too far and everything, then is okay,
is
like
okay,
you said, because
yeah,
then you're setting your boundaries.
Yeah.
But when you get into the real world application
and yeah
of those, like you're out on a date and you
yeah
just got home and you're still in the car and it's nighttime, like just being practical here,
yeah,
that's where the real world application of those
yeah
comes in. And that's when you if you start to question,
is this too far, yeah,
chances are
it's probably too far,
yeah.
And we make that distinction just because when I was growing up and I heard my youth pastors say, if you ask how far is too far, then you've probably gone too far. Then I was like, wait, you have to ask that question if you're going to set boundaries.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's a necessary question in the process.
So I was like, does that mean when I got a girlfriend, I went too far? That's I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
So that's
just how we think anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we made that distinction. But when you go to set boundaries, like you said, boundaries are different for everyone. It's all about you, like, and where you're as the leader of the relationship. I'm talking to guys right now specifically. I'll talk to girls in a minute, but, as the leader of the relationship, you set your boundaries. You start with setting your boundaries on a personal level, where you don't make your own physical mistakes when you're alone and by yourself with no other people, not just with your girlfriend, but when you're alone, you start setting boundaries for yourself personally. And
yeah,
then it kind of gives you a good perspective on where to set your boundaries when you're with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Know your weaknesses, know your tendencies.
Exactly. Yeah. If you can't be by yourself without sinning in a sexual way,
yeah,
then chances are you probably can't be by yourself with that girl without your mind going to that place.
Yeah.
And that's me personally. That's where I've found
that's
that,
just practical.
Yeah.
Yeah. One
so,
plus one equals two.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
yeah. So start, if you're a dude, start there. Start with yourself. And then you branch out. When you start to branch out to your relationship with your significant other, it's you are given the charge. I mean, when you're married, like when I got married, I was permanently given the charge of my wife's, Gretchen's heart. I am it's my responsibility to guard her heart and protect it and to yeah, trust me, bro. to guard her heart and protect it and to be that, I mean, forgive the cheesiness, her knight.
Yeah.
You know, to stand guard of her heart. So when we were dating, it's kind of like sounds cheesy, but it's kind of like training for that.
Yeah, it's practice.
It's practice, yeah. If you can't, if you have a hard time, I mean, I'm going to say this, but every dude is going to have a hard time with this because of how our natural sex drive.
Yeah.
But if you...
And I...
Go ahead.
I don't want to cut you off. But, like, again, something that it took me a long time to learn is it's not just dudes either. Like,
no.
Especially in the day and age that we live in, I think in the past, it tended to be, you know, it tended to weigh more on guys, and guys were more that way. But just because of the culture that we live in, all of us are becoming visually stimulated and like I don't remember what it is, not to be too graphic, but like the percentage of girls that like look at porn or whatever has gone up exponentially over the past several years. So like it's now in this generation, for whatever the reasons are, I still think guys do tend to lean that way more.
Yeah.
But girls do too, especially depending upon your personality. Some girls more than others really struggle with that. So, sorry, continue.
Oh, you're good. But when it comes to setting boundaries for you in a relationship, like I said, this is practice for guarding her heart. You should start guarding her heart when you are dating her. You know, it doesn't matter if you feel like you're going to marry this girl or not. Or if that thought has even entered your head, you are the male in the relationship, and so it's your as the spiritual leader, it's your job to guard her heart. And excuse me, where you start doing that is when you set boundaries to guard her heart, to protect her purity. And we've said this a million times, and I'm gonna say it again. It's personal. There's a cat in here. It's personal, you know. It's wherever you feel like if you go to that place you might stumble. And for me, this is where accountability really comes in handy, because for me, when I went to do this and to set boundaries for in any relationship that I was in, because of my mindset, and whether it was subconscious or not, when I would set those boundaries, I said this in my small group last night, but I would set those boundaries like, you know, well, if we won't be here, like we can't do this, we won't do this because, you know, it could lead to, you know, what, to having sex one day, who knows? So this is where I draw the line. But in my mind, I was thinking, well, more than likely, if we get to this point, we won't stop until we get to this point.
Yeah.
So I was already setting myself up for failure, whether I believe it's subconscious or not. But I was a dude and I was hormone driven, so I doubt that it was subconscious.
Yeah.
I was setting myself up for failure. The number one reason was because at this point, I didn't have accountability. I didn't have someone who was going to be like, hey, you know, how's your relationship with so-and-so? What's been going on? Like, and I didn't have someone who would ask me the hard questions at that point. I did eventually, like with you and Josh and everything, but you know, at that point when I was making those decisions like that, I was setting myself up for failure. So this is where accountability comes in handy in a big way.
Yeah.
Was having somebody to tell me eventually, well, this is where you feel like you should stop. Yeah, that's where I feel like I should stop. Well, why don't you start? Why don't you stop here?
Yeah.
Right in front. Why don't you stop well in front of that mark? Because that way you ensure the fact that you won't get to the point where you meet your weakness. You know?
You should, your boundary mark should be something that you can cross without sinning.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that you should be frivolous with it or think, well, I crossed it, but that's okay because it's not a sin.
Yeah.
That's not the point. But it's saying, like, if you get to that point and you're playing with that boundary, while it might be wrong for you because you set that boundary, and if you cross it, then that's wrong.
Yeah.
But it may not be a flat out, you know, like sin.
A mistake you're going to, you know.
Yeah. So you want to set that boundary far enough ahead of any sin so that if you actually end up pushing the boundary, you haven't done anything wrong, and that should be a red flag to be like, wait a minute, I didn't, this is my boundary.
Yeah. And the only consequence should be the guilt that you've crossed your own boundary.
Yeah. And then it's time to go home.
Yes.
Immediately. And I'm not even kidding. Yeah, like, no. That's when you, okay, bye.
Speaking from experience.
I love you.
Yeah.
I'm getting in my car and I'm going home now.
Her dad comes out of the room with a machete.
Yeah.
That never happened. Because everybody knows whose dad has a machete. It's my wife's.
Yeah. But yeah, so just some things about accountability, I guess. It should, if you're a guy, your accountability partner should be a guy. Mm-hmm. If you're a girl, it should be a girl.
Yeah, we should talk a little bit about girls after this, too.
Yeah.
About their role and responsibility. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, have same gender accountability partners, because otherwise you're just kind of shooting yourself in the foot and defeating the purpose.
Yeah.
Also, like, it should be somebody that you trust, and it may not necessarily be somebody that you know that well. When I first met Josh, you know, your brother, we didn't start out as a friendship. It started out, we were in the same small group at church, and we were going around, you know, giving prayer requests, and his prayer request was that he needed an accountability partner. And he was really shy, and I knew that I was really shy, and that I needed an accountability partner.
He was tubby.
And I was, yeah, he was tubby. And I was slightly less shy than he was. So I went up and talked to him and said, hey, let's be accountability partners. And he was like, let me think about that.
That was
I'm glad we decided to record again.
I know.
He was like, let me think about that. And because he's Josh and he has to think about everything.
Everything he does.
And then he came back like 5 minutes later and he's like, you know what? I don't have to think about that. I know that's something I need. So yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
And then I spent the night at your house one night, and he and I stayed up till like 4 o'clock in the morning talking and everything, and just kind of really getting to know each other on an accountability level, knowing our weaknesses and stuff. And then from then on, we just ended up being best friends.
Frolicking and flowers.
Shut up. No, fields. That never happened. That was one time, Ian. So, no, that never happened. But all that to say, like, you should pray about it. You should really think about it, because you don't want anybody to be your accountability partner. It shouldn't be somebody that you know is not trustworthy.
Yeah.
A trustworthy saying that, I don't remember who said it, but your accountability, your accountability partner should be able to ruin your reputation by what they know about you.
Yeah.
But they won't.
But they won't, yeah.
But they should be able to. And that's how, that's the level of openness that you should have with each other.
Yeah.
And
that doesn't mean if you're an accountability partner with someone, you should scrape up all the dirt on them that you can. That is a statement defining how the relationship should be. It should be that, like you said, it should be that open. They should know.
They should be so well acquainted with your brokenness.
Yeah.
That they can ruin your reputation.
Yeah. So.
Because you're just as acquainted with their brokenness.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It's hard to be that open with another person.
Yeah, it is. It wasn't until, and I lived with one of my accountability partners all my life until I got married, and we didn't have, meaning my brother, was some random person that was in my house. we didn't have that kind of relationship. Like, we've always been really good friends, but we didn't have that kind of relationship until you guys got close and I kind of got in with you guys.
Yeah.
And then we all three have had that relationship for a long time now.
Yeah.
And probably the most beneficial relationship I've had growing up. So I feel like a lot of times growing up in church or being very active in church, you hear the word accountability partner or whatever, the words accountability partner and all that stuff. And it just becomes another church word.
Yeah.
But it's, if you're going to have a relationship and you are striving to be pure and to hold yourself and her to a higher standard.
Yeah.
then you have to have accountability. And
scripture talks about, like, as iron sharpens iron, a friend sharpens a friend.
Yeah.
Or like a cord or a rope with three strands in it isn't easily broken. Like,
yeah.
You need those kinds of relationships, because if you're on your own, I think it even says, I'm not sure if it's Proverbs or Psalms or somewhere, it says, like, which is just a cool man analogy. It's like, if you're under attack, you know, two can stand back to back and fight off the attack.
Yeah.
But one is going to be attacked on all sides.
Yeah.
If it's cool, I'm going to go ahead and read what Joe said.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
When Ian and I talked about what we were going to talk about tonight, I was hoping our friend Josiah, he's been the inspiration for a couple of the topics we've done already.
Yeah.
He's a big supporter of the podcast.
Big friend to us as well.
Yeah, just a great guy.
Also my drummer.
Yeah, in Campbell and the
Hills.
He's
the guy drumming in those videos, actually. So
yeah.
On our YouTube channel.
Amazing drummer, too.
Yes.
But just a really great, great guy. And those of you who know him know that. But I wanted him to be able to come, but he has to work. He's an EMT, so he has a crazy shift and everything. But I asked him for some thoughts anyway on accountability and relationships and stuff. And he texted me these. So let's see. It's funny that the first one that he said is something that I was going to say. And that is that you are only as accountable as you want to be.
Yeah.
He says, I've found I'm a pretty good accountability dodger. There comes a point that you realize the lasting value of it, though. And that's how I am. I mean, you know that. Josh knows that. All of us are pretty good accountability dodgers at some point. You really are only as accountable as you want to be.
Yeah.
But it's coming to that point of realizing that it is beneficial and humbling yourself before God first and then before that other person and being like, you know what? I didn't want to tell you this because I was ashamed or I felt like crap, but you need to know that X, Y, Z happened.
Yeah.
Then he says, the times I have quote unquote spilled my guts, parentheses, in a Christ-centered attitude and environment to my mentor about an issue I've been keeping to myself, it ends up being a blessing. He says, what I just learned in my Celebrate Recovery program is the difference in accountability partners and a mentor. The accountability partner can be guys at the same maturity level as you, but the later, the mentor should be ahead of you in his walk with God, or his or her walk with God, and be like a coach as opposed to a teammate.
Yeah,
and that's something that just as a side note, like I've been pondering and thinking and praying about the possibility of who is somebody in my church that I can talk to that's an older man, strong in the faith, a good godly man that can be a mentor, which does hold you accountable, but has also seen the other side of a lot of the things that you're needing to be held accountable for, or some of the things that you might be struggling with. Who's walked through it, has reached the other side, has passed through it, and can help you out, can give you some really good advice and some wisdom. And I don't, frankly, have that apart from my dad, which is great, but I think it needs to be somebody that you're not quite so familiar with, because it has to be, it should be kind of scary to tell them stuff.
Yeah.
And then he also says, these are some notes he took from a sermon our pastor, Brother Rick, preached in March. Set me like a seal on your heart and your arm. That's a verse from scripture talking about how like God's boundaries are protection on our marriage, on our relationships. It's protection. It's not meant to distance it. It's not meant to make you distant from the person you're interested in or you're in a relationship in or married to or want to be married to. Marriage is a picture of the gospel. And the gospel is a picture of marriage, like they're intertwined. And that's something we could talk about. That'd be a good topic in and of itself. And then you will never have a happy marriage by chasing happiness. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
What does the husband see when he looks at the wife he's been married to for 50 years? What does God see when he looks at us since we belong to Christ? Wedding vows should be a promise of future love, not just a declaration of present love.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's some good stuff right there.
Yeah, it is.
And we need to get Joe on here sometime and just really talk about stuff, because he's got a lot of really good things to say.
Yeah. Real quick, we're not girls, so
yeah,
I'm going to kind of say some stuff that's on my heart to say to the female listeners, but we're not girls, so we don't have a lot to say about that. First off, if you want to be valued to a certain level, you have to value yourself to that level before anybody else will value you that much.
Yeah.
If you want a guy to lead the charge in setting those boundaries, and if you want, you know, I don't know, if you want to find that guy, then you need to want those standards in your own life, and you need to understand that you're more than just a piece of meat. Like, if you see yourself that way, those are the kind of guys you're going to attract, and those are how those guys are going to see you.
Yeah.
Because you are more than a piece of meat. I know I'm looking at you when I say that, Ben. But it's just because you're the only one here. anyways.
I am more than just a piece of meat.
No, but on a serious note.
Seriously.
Ladies, seriously, like, you are more than just a piece of meat. You are a beautiful workmanship created by God, and you should treat yourself that way.
Yeah.
You should value yourself that way.
You are a daughter of Most High God.
Yes.
Like, even if you're not a believer, you're created in His image. Like,
yeah.
That should be how you see yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, we are sons and daughters of God Most High.
Yeah. And if you're with a dude who doesn't value you like that, and you want him to set those boundaries, and you've talked to him about that, and he... you want him to respect the boundaries that you may have already set, and not, you know, lead you into these places where you guys can both make mistakes, and try, and you're asking him to help you keep you guys from going into those situations and making those mistakes, and he still won't do it. He still won't step up to the plate. Dump that junkie, seriously. Yeah. Like, and it may be hard because you know
that hurts, but
yeah. You may love this dude with all your heart.
Later.
Yeah, but you're going to regret it later. You're going to be down the road in a mistake that you can't take back.
And yeah.
You're going to wish you had. Right, Gretchen? She said, mm-hmm.
Wisdom always chooses.
We're like,
black
reference.
Eyes and these bruises. Over the heartache that they say.
That's a good song.
Never completely goes away. I had to finish it.
You can't just leave it hanging.
So, yeah. We could talk about that a whole lot more, but it'll maybe have, like, another, you know, session or something on it at some point.
Yeah.
So, that's tentative part one.
Yes. Sorry. Tentative part one. And cut, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Hey. Do we have a Twitter?
We have a Twitter, Ian, and it is at Pose Podcast.
Ta-da. It's your turn.
Hey. Do we have an Instagram?
Yes, we do. It's at Poser Podcast.
Yeah. And you guys, we have a Facebook, and that is facebook.com/poserpodcast.
We have an email address, which is poserpodcast@gmail.com. And what is the new thing that we have, Ben?
YouTube.
You gonna sing it all?
It's the tube of you. It's YouTube.
Hey, no, stop.
I don't know.
We have a YouTube channel is what he's trying to say.
YouTube.com/poserpodcast.
Yes.
Or just type in Poser Podcast in the search bar.
Yes. Where you can find a brief little part of our last podcast.
Yeah.
and numerous other videos. One made by myself and you, edited, shot by me, edited by you.
Yeah.
The first of many.
Hopefully, yeah, more coming soon, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully by the time this comes out, we'll have something else.
These will be online.
Yeah.
What's our Instagram hashtag challenge this week?
Let's do Bible verses.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
Bible verses. You're, I guess, just, what? What did you just do that for?
I was just trying to scratch my ear. Can't get to it.
Yeah. Bible verses, though. Yeah. Take a picture of your, just a Bible verse that applies to this podcast?
Yeah, sure. Relationship, Bible verses, or accountability / friendship.
Yeah.
Verses.
Yeah. And then post them on Instagram, tag us, and hashtag Poser Nation.
Yep.
And, we'll see what we get back. That'd be fun.
Yeah. So hey, Ian.
We'll do some. Yeah.
Don't stare at the potato.
Oh, don't stare at the potato, Ben.
Don't stare at the potato. Don't do it.